The UN system in Ghana has pledged to provide 2 extra copies of the voters' register at all polling stations to facilitate the voting process in the December polls. The UN resident coordinator Ruby Sandur Tujon announced this at a UN media dialogue in Accra as part of activities marking UN Day. We bring you Justice Mingle's report.
The UN country team in Ghana decided to dedicate the 67th anniversary of the United Nations to further build and nurture the strategic partnership with eminent media institutions in Accra. Almost all members of the UN country team were present to brief the senior media persons on their activities in the country. The UN resident coordinator, Ruby Sanju-Rojon, said the activities of the UN systems in Ghana mainly center on food security and nutrition, climate change, maternal and child health, as well as human security. She outlined areas of assistance by the world body to Ghana's electoral process.
In terms of the United Nations assistance to the elections, we've been working on several different levels. One is in terms of providing support to some of the IT personnel of the different political parties in sending them to a training on biometric registration functions and the electronic management of elections so that they all understand the challenges that we will be facing together as a nation. Other issues is, for example, putting on the table the whole question of women's political participation. You know, in Ghana, women's political participation is at 8%. Which is the lowest in the continent, and how is it that we can really help promote women's political participation, not just as voters, but as candidates. But this is also a long term. And another way is also in terms of making the registration available, the voter registration available at the polling stations for the political parties, so that there are several copies available at every voter registration center, so that people of the political parties will also be able to verify in terms of who are the voters who are coming. And finally, also raising some issues with the political parties in terms of on the debate so that it's more issue oriented. You know, how do you deal with issues of inequity? How do you deal with issues of energy, for example? So supporting that way as well.
The president of the Ghana Journalist Association, Ransford Tete, called for regular engagement between the UN country team and the media.
My appeal to the media, that yes, it's difficult sometimes to package issues that we have been dealing with for the past 10 years or so. But we need to be innovative. We must begin to be looking at the strategies so that we can provide the kind of information and empower the people to begin to be dealing with poverty issues, education issues, maternal mortality, infrastructure problems, and how to ensure accountability and transparency in governance and all those things. And therefore, it is our responsibility as media. And I believe that when we begin to change the tempo of what we put across, then we're extreme politicization in the media to cease, and then we begin to be looking at the development issues.
The meeting expressed the need for a task team to identify the needs of the media so as to see how best the UN system can assist in the area of capacity building.
Justice Mingle's report.